At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. Today's Friday, May the 15th, so you know this is going to be a short one.
You're listening to Safety FM Mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Thank you so much for coming back to the show and taking a listen to what we have going on here at Safety FM Mini. A lot of people interacted last week with the music episode, so I really do appreciate it. Well, today on the mini, I just wanted to jump in and kind of talk about some things real quick. I know out there as safety professionals, we get to interact with quite a few people. And during these interesting times, during this COVID-19 scenario, we have to talk about the medium that we use to communicate with our end users. That be it the people in our organization, the people in our facilities, the different things that are out there. And why do I bring that up today? Because sometimes we get hung up on what we're using, on how to get the information to our users, to our fellow employees, to our team members. Understand that right now, yes, Zoom might be one of the most popular items to use out there, but it is not the all-encompassing thing to get information out to people. Some people like to read. Some people like to listen. Some people like to watch. And listen, so it just depends on what you're trying to get out there. Sometimes we have to remember that the medium that we're using is the most important aspect. Everyone tends to learn differently. So if I can leave you with anything special today, remember, the medium that you're using is what will drive the people to listen to what you have to say. And sometimes it might seem repetitive that you're doing it in a video format, that you're doing it in a Zoom format, that you're doing it in a podcast format, that you're doing it in a written format, but it might be the first time that your end user is seeing it, hearing it, or reading it. Keep that in mind for the next coming days. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
Since 1938, ACGIH, the trusted membership organization for professionals working in the occupational and environmental health and safety communities, has been respected for its dedication to advance careers of its members through education, publication, and engagement. Whether accessing TLVs, BEIs, or OEVs, the measured and innovative knowledge that ACGIH's scientific committee produces is the gold standard data for occupational health and safety specialists due to transparent and science-driven process. Visit acgih.org today to learn how we can help you define your science.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.